Welcome to the Torg Stories podcast. Today I'm joined by the new boys head coach at North Judson High School in North Central Indiana, Kent Cheesham. Kent, congratulations on the job.
Thanks, Bill. I'm excited to get going.
And then tell me more about what are the responsibilities.
Well, it's two responsibilities, two jobs, actually. Boys basketball coach, so I'll be coaching the varsity. Also means I'll be in charge of the basketball program K-12. And then on top of that, I'm going to be dean of students, which means I'm going to be in charge of discipline and attendance for grades 7 through 10.
So I know what you've been up to. You and I met as teammates at Olivet Nazarene University back in the 90s. Dean of students is new. I think people might be interested to know some of the resources you have at home when it comes to meeting those job responsibilities.
Well, my dad was an old history teacher, econ teacher, third administrator. So he's been the assistant principal, and he was a principal for 17 years, besides being a varsity basketball coach. And then my wife currently is the superintendent of schools at Eastern Pulaski. So that's Winnemeck, which is right down the road.
So I've been giving you a hard time already. Hopefully school board members in both corporations have a sense of humor. Either if Winnemac beats you, or they don't give the superintendent at Winnemac a hard time if you beat up on them during the season.
Well, I already told my wife this is kind of a tough deal for her because it's going to be a lot of long, agonizing nights for her when we're beating Winnemac.
And then I have just some Winnemac connections. 1989 grad, played basketball at Winnemac. My father played basketball at Winnemac back in the 50s. So you've kind of joined the enemy team. My dad said after 50 years of hating North Judson, he was going to give up on it since you're the new coach.
Well, that's great. I'm glad he's grown up a little bit.
So, yeah, that's right. Thanks to Martin for letting go finally. So did you play for your dad?
Yeah, I did. I did. My dad was the varsity coach, coached me through my junior year, and then he had an opportunity to move into administration, and so he went ahead and did that, and then I played my senior year for another coach.
Now, does he still get around? Is he going to be going north to North Judson to watch some games?
Oh, without a doubt. They haven't missed one of my games in a long time. I mean, 4 years of coaching down here in Lagodi, my mom and dad were down here every weekend. If my daughter was playing, she was playing in college at the time. Sometimes they would split up, but they would both travel. So they're in good health, and they really love basketball, and they'll be at most of the games.
So you've been a really successful coach. You're a really good player. I imagine there were lots of opportunities. What about North Judson made you interested in applying there?
Well, I mean, last winter when I was looking for a coaching job somewhere within driving distance of Winnemac, I kind of made a spreadsheet of local high schools, and I saw 25 different schools play, and I saw North Judson several times live. And from the first time I saw them, I thought, man, that would be a great place for me. I really liked the roster, liked the talent that they had, liked the school and the facilities. So wasn't sure that would ever work out, but it ended up working out just great.
You know, a lot of people probably have a story like this. I graduated from high school. I was going over to an NAIA school, Olivet Nazarene University, just across the state line, pretty much straight west from Winnemac and North Judson. I at one point hoped to be a Division I basketball player. I thought I would go over there and kick some butt. But I immediately ran into you, and I started calling home and saying, this is one of the best basketball players I've ever been around. Ball handling skills, big, strong point guard. So I very quickly realized how competitive that level was going to be. You're the all-time leading assist guy there. I think you're like 8 in steals. Your team, I think, how many conference titles, district championships?
We won 3 conference titles, won the district those 3 years, which is basically like a state tournament in Illinois that sent us to the national tournament. So we went to the national tournament 3 times as well.
And I think you were a junior. I was a freshman. It seemed like maybe that was the first year you'd done it, or it was the first year, the year before I got there, perhaps.
Yeah, first year, the year before, that was the first year that the school had gone. And that's kind of cool to kind of be with the group that did it first. It's kind of been a tradition up there ever since. They've had some really good teams. Coach Hodge, the coach that we played for, is in the NAIA Basketball Hall of Fame, has won well over 700 games. It's terrible that he passed away a little over a year ago. And, you know, Olivet's team this past year was really good. In fact, they were a number one seed in the NAIA tournament and had a chance to maybe win that thing for the first time this year and didn't get a chance because of COVID. So they'll reload. They lost a lot of seniors, but they'll be good again because they always are.
So if I showed up and watched North Judson play, or I came to a North Judson practice, what would I see that I might recognize back from our Olivet days?
Well, we don't run the same things. I mean, but hard-nosed man-to-man defense, like Coach Hodge played, you'd see that. You'd see a practice that's well-organized like Coach Hodge used to have. Every minute is going to be scheduled out and planned out. No standing around. You see a positive atmosphere. I think our kids are really going to like practice. I love practice. In fact, as a coach, I've been doing this a long time. I like practices as much or if not more than the games. That's a fun time for me. I think we'll have fun, but we're going to work hard. They're going to get challenged, and they'll get better, and I think they'll enjoy it.
Tell me about some of your stops. So you graduated from Olivet. You always wanted to be a coach, and then where did you go?
Yeah, you talked about wanting to be a Division I basketball player. I thought I was going to be a Division I national championship coach at one time, and decided to go to the high school route instead. I had a girlfriend that I wanted to get married to and didn't want to do all that traveling, so I got into education, and I was a varsity assistant for a couple of years. Then I coached at Clinton Prairie as a varsity coach for 10 years, moved on to Covington High School for 11 years, and then I was at Ligoti for 4 as the varsity basketball coach.
And I know there's been a couple good teams in there. Remind me when your sectional titles were.
We won 3 at Covington. And, we had some other good teams there. But my last year, 2015, we were ranked number one in the state. Had a really, really good team. We only lost one regular season game, and that was to Griffith, who was the 3A runner-up that year. And it was kind of interesting. We played them in a tournament. It was our second game of the day, and it was their first game of the day. And we actually had to leave with about 3 minutes to go. It's too bad that season. One of our best players ended up tearing his ACL, missed the last 8 games of the season. And we were pretty good, but we weren't quite the same without him. But I had a great run at Covington. At Ligoti, we won a sectional in 2017. My son was a sophomore starter on that team, and had a lot of good moments down here as well.
So your son is Cade. He's at Butler. That you bring him up reminds me that we've short shrifted your daughter Avery. So maybe a little bit more on Cade and what Avery's up to.
All right. Yeah. So Cade just finished his first year at Butler. He's a chemistry and biology dual major.
Takes after.
So obviously, you know, people are thinking, yeah, he evidently got his intelligence from his mother, which is probably true. he loves the game. I think, you know, Butler's reputation as an academic institute, but also a really strong basketball tradition is probably what led him there. And then my daughter graduated a year ago from Hanover College. And she played basketball there. She's got a really good job in Indianapolis, works for Eli Lilly. So she lives and works there. Of course, with COVID, we've been lucky enough to have her work from home down here in Ligoti here for about 6 or 7 weeks. And so it's kind of nice to have her here, but I think she's probably ready to get back to life as normal back in Indianapolis as soon as she can.
Right. So we're Monday, the 18th. Of May. Tell me a little bit about the process. Where are we at in the process as of today? When did you first start talking to North Judson? And then when does this become official?
A little over a week ago. I had a week ago last Friday. I had an interview, and it was nice. The interview team was Mike Sharkozy, the athletic director. Also, John Hampton he's an assistant coach and will be an assistant coach for us. He was there. So was Chris Neubauer and Brad Lambert, the football coach. Had a great talk with those guys. I felt like we really connected. And then the following week, last week, was offered the job, and really excited about getting going. I mean, it's kind of hectic right now, living in two places. My wife is in Winnemac right now. I'll be up there later this week, trying to get our house ready to sell on this end, but trying to look for houses up there. And eventually I won't be able to meet my team coming up this week after I get approved by the board on Tuesday. So a lot of things going on right now.
So if I'm a kid, I want to know what the new coach is like. You know, is he mean? Is he going to be screaming at me all the time? Can I laugh in a basketball practice? Can you give us a glimpse of your relationship with the players?
Yeah, I've always been a player's coach. And I think back in the day when you and I played, if you were a player's coach, that meant that maybe you didn't have a strong handle on things, that maybe you ran a loose ship. I don't think that's the case. I demand a lot out of the kids, but I don't demean them. I think they're going to enjoy playing for me. I try to coach them like I wanted to be coached, like I wanted my son to be coached. We're going to have fun working hard, and we're going to do things together. I think being a part of the team is really special. And hopefully we can use basketball to teach them things that will help them in life after they're done with the game. I mean, when they're done, I want them to have enjoyed basketball and their experience, but I want them to be equipped to be better husbands, better employees, better fathers, better members of the community.
If I am hoping to play for Coach Cheesham next year, what kind of stuff you hope I'm doing next week, this summer?
Well, I was always kind of a gym rat. You and I both were in the gym quite a bit, and I'm hoping to get our kids to be a little bit more like that. Now, it's kind of tough right now with the restrictions we have on facilities, but, you know, there's a lot of basketball goals in Indiana, and hopefully they're finding one. We're going to be able to lead them in some workouts, I think, online. We've got a website that's in the works right now. It's going to be bluejaybasketball.com. That's going to be all things Blue Jay Basketball. I'm excited about it. There'll be some workouts on there, some videos. In fact, Coach Hampton and Coach Shepard, our JV coach, they've already put together a couple workouts that the kids are doing during the interview process. So hopefully they're in shape and they've got a ball in their hands, and we'll continue to work through that as best we can.
Sounds like you've got some kids who are excited about playing basketball.
I think so. From all accounts, they're excited about getting going. And we've got some multi-sport athletes, I think, that are pretty good in different sports and pretty competitive, and that excites me. I'm real big, you know, you asked me about what to expect. I'm real big on the weight room. We're gonna weight train year round. And, you know, so those kids are playing football and other sports, baseball or whatever it is. I think they'll be able to have success in whatever they want to do.
So if I, you know, if it's my goal to go to college, if it's my goal to play college basketball, how might you support somebody with those kind of goals?
Yeah, hopefully we have some kids that want to do that. I've been pretty successful in trying to help kids play at the next level. And if they work really hard, and, you know, the big thing is you got to have the grades. I mean, that's the first thing that college coaches will ask me. You know, one of the two or three questions they'll ask is the kid a hard worker? Is he easy to coach? And what kind of grades does he have? And then they'll figure out later if the kid can play or not. So, if they put in the time and the effort, I think we usually have been successful in finding them a place to play if they want to.
So I think you've touched on this, but what are a couple of things you're doing to try to reach out to people in the community, and then how can they find you?
You know, hopefully we'll use that bluejaybasketball.com website as a way to kind of interact. You can find me at Twitter at Kent Cheesham. And there'll probably be some other ways. I assume we'll have a Facebook page for Blue Jay basketball and that sort of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of tradition at North Judson. That's one of the things that attracted me to the job. So I know some people in the area, and I've talked to some old coaches. One of the coaches that I talked to recently was John Spasia. John was a long, long time coach at Danville Area Community College. And back in the mid 70s, he was the youngest high school coach in the state of Indiana at North Judson. And he was telling me stories the other day about, you know, here's a guy who's coached nearly 40 years. And he says to this day, one of the best players he's ever coached was Ron Webb that played for him at North Judson. So he's given me some names of some guys that might be interested in helping the program. I've got some other contacts up there that are doing the same. And I think it's really important that we use some of those traditions to kind of bridge the gap to today's player. I want our kids to be really proud of being from North Judson. You know, our colors are blue. I think one of the catchphrases we're going to use is the long blue line, meaning the long line of tradition that we have. We want to get in line with that, and we want to keep going and taking that a little bit further.
So I know a big buzz topic among community is, what's this guy going to do with the young kids? Is he just here to coach the varsity? Is he trying to have three winning seasons to get out of here? What should I expect if I've got a third grader or a sixth grader?
Yeah, you're going to see me around if you have a third grader or sixth grader. That's one thing that I've kind of prided myself on. I'm a small school guy. I've never really wanted to go coach at a big school. I've had some opportunities, but to me, it's important to be a part of a school that's like the center of the community. Small schools generally are like that. If you're going to coach at a small school, you better develop your own talent. And so we've been able to develop feeder systems at every stop that I've had. And hopefully we can have some prolonged success by doing that. So, you know, as well as the varsity guys getting on our website and seeing some workouts and things like that, there'll be some workouts this summer for the younger players as well.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Kent. Congratulations getting on the job.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bill.
Good luck, and I look forward to following the program.
All right. Thanks.